I'm sitting on the steps with Roseanne Spradlin, and we are just finished our first class at Melts. And we're going to talk about, I guess, well, first of all, talk about what you're up to at the moment. Anything that you want to talk about that's interesting? Are you making a work? Are you just whatever?
Okay. Well, I just had a pretty big show at the end of October, so I'd say I'm a little bit in the post-concert slump, but starting to come out of that. So I'm between projects, really, but thinking about what I'm going to do next, and
That slump, I mean, everybody knows it, you know it's coming, you don't want it to happen. I'm just curious, is it always the same, or is there different characteristics, or for you, I mean?
I think that it is different for me now, because I think I'm a little more aware now each time I go into a show, like, what do I want the outcome to be? I think when I was younger, I was just like, hey, I'm doing this show, and whatever happens, happens, you know? And I'm a lot more aware of it now, which really is not a good thing, I don't think, but it's just the way it is, you know, just with getting older and feeling more pressure to keep something going, you know, or not let something fall apart, like, that sort of thing. So
that's really interesting. But you said you were aware of what you want to get out of it more so as you get older than when you're younger.
Mm-hmm,
is that a
mm-hmm.
specific thing? Is it specific to the project? Is it, you know, what you want out of it? What you want the response to be? Like how broad or narrow is that? Or tell me to shut up.
Well, no, in one way, and this certainly isn't the only way, but and this may even be kind of off-putting to some people because I'm going to speak about it just kind of in a career way. But I was hoping that this last show would maybe push me up to another level.
Okay.
And I feel like that didn't happen really somehow because of the way the work was received, or maybe it also was the timing of the show and just like the general funk of
right. Everybody
this fall, this last fall, and like the publicity didn't go very well. But then I just want to say, like, wanting to get pushed up, it's not about my ego at all, but it's about, I feel like I don't know how much longer I can be effective at this level that I've been working at.
Yeah.
And part of it is that I've burned through a lot of funding that's available
right.
to me at this level already. So it's
about
it is about sustainability, and it's about needing to kind of open up a new pool of funding for myself somehow.
Yeah.
And I was hoping to get to a place where I would find more support, you know, and I don't know.
That's tough. I mean, I didn't
tough.
Give a piece,
it is tough.
Unfortunately, and I can just imagine, you know, surely that pressure somehow affected your relationship to it, and now this funk that's in between the next piece.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a really hard place to, in between places is hard, but, you know, if you had an expectation it didn't happen, you just kind of go,
well,
we've all done that, picked yourself up.
Yeah. I wouldn't quite call it an expectation, but it was more like a hope.
Okay.
But I don't feel that hopeless either. Like, right. I still feel, you know, somewhat encouraged
right.
just from my own inner self. But it's just very hard.
Yeah, of course. The
very
whole
hard.
Lifestyle is.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, and I'm wondering, sometimes when one is in that place and you start teaching, does it help? Does it facilitate kind of a bridge to a place that you don't know that you're going? And maybe you could talk about what you're going to work on this week, and if it's different to what you've done before, or you're just going to let it be, or...
Yeah, no, I think teaching really is a good thing, especially for me right now. like even doing this workshop this week is like a really very welcome break from what I've been doing. And also it's good to kind of revisit what you think your ideas are, but kind of in the public forum of a class. And, you know, we just made this list in class of things that we think work on stage always and things that we think never work. And I could even put some of the choices that I've made recently, you know, on either of those lists. But definitely, yeah, make me look at my own choices too.
It's a very clarifying process when you're actually asked to make a list. I mean, a list is such a concrete thing.
Yeah.
And to put things in words is also another challenge, really, I think, for dancers.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, I guess one of my themes for the week that I said several times in there during our first class was that I don't think there really are any rules that can't get broken. Mm-hmm. So there's no really definitive list. But it's helpful to think about what you think your guidelines are and,
yep.
and your likes and dislikes, and then you can always go against them.
Mm.
I think it's better than just not having anything. I mean, unless you just aspire to start from that totally open, nothing place, which, yeah, that's good too, but
I don't think there is a totally open, nothing place, is there?
Well,
maybe.
I don't know. It's a concept, let's say.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really intrigued, and maybe you can, I don't know, give me a little head start about how you're going to deal with this, the concept of helping us find our edge. I thought that was a great kind of, just a great sentence.
Yeah, I mean, I got started thinking about that idea of, like, my personal edge back probably in the early 1990s. Actually as a performer, because I happened to work with somebody at that time who really challenged me a lot. Like, I had to do things on stage that I felt really uncomfortable doing, partly because I just was a very shy person, actually. And so through the process of working with that person, I started to feel like, oh, there's a certain feeling that I get inside. You know, it's very kinesthetic in a way of when I'm getting close to my edge.
My nervous
system. You know? Yeah, but it's not just your nervous system. I mean, I think it's also, well, I don't know. I don't know what it, I never really analyzed it. But then as a choreographer, I felt like I started trying to kind of use that a little bit, because I found it as a performer, but then as a choreographer it was harder to find.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it has something to do with just like pushing yourself into the unknown territory, or like going up to and then maybe a little bit beyond.
Mm-hmm.
What is your comfort zone,
right? No, I find it interesting, because immediately in my head I said, well, you have to define your comfort zone.
Right.
But then I was wondering, it's not necessarily the opposite place of that either.
No, it
could be the deeper place
yeah,
of your comfort
it could
zone
be.
That is uncomfortable.
Yeah,
you
it
know?
Could be.
I keep stopping myself thinking in terms of polarities. I'm trying to find the place in the middle, so I'm going, well, I know what I do, and I know what some of my edge could be, but I'm also uncomfortable with what I do, so that could be a further place to look.
Yeah, and I mean, I think, like way back when, too, when I was starting to make work here in New York, you know, I did work with this group of people where you were asked all the time to, like, say what you were taking a risk with. You know, and it was kind of like the, it was something that was happening then in the 80s and the 90s, early 90s, I guess, this idea that Well, and you could see it in all the grant writing and everything. Like, everybody was about pushing the boundaries,
right,
and taking
risks.
Redefining, and, yeah, all that. So, in one way, it's extremely annoying, you know, to have somebody say, like, you know, what risk are you taking? But on the other hand, it does really put you right there. If somebody says, like, how are you taking a risk in this piece that you're making?
Right.
Because it does just what you said too. It points up to you, like, where you're starting from,
right?
You know, and maybe just walking out there on stage is like a tremendous risk,
right?
You know,
yeah.
And then to be aware of that, you can then, I don't know, you can mine it. You know, you can, because we were saying in our class, like, what is it that's really compelling to
right.
watch? When you're watching work go by,
mm-hmm.
and it really, lots of times, doesn't come down to, like, spectacle or technique or that sort of thing, but
mm-hmm.
people want to see something that's becoming something,
right.
you know.
Which
they want to see
risky.
That authenticity, and,
yeah.
and that, and somehow it is a risk.
To put yourself
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, to put yourself out there.
And trust it.
Yeah.
But it also takes a huge amount of consideration.
It does,
you
yeah.
know, like, I think that's what probably, you know, makes great performances, that it is so considered, that they know what they're doing. This isn't this, like, I think one of my things that I hated was these, like, neurotic outbursts, like, out of
right.
nowhere.
Right.
Almost like an affected
Like just that is something really
risky
challenging or risky to do.
Like,
exactly.
We're contemporary dancers, that's just
yeah.
that crazy now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that drives me nuts.
Yeah.
And, but what you're talking about here in terms of finding this edge is, like, it has to be completely, deeply considered, and to the point where you are in a safety net with the performer, but at the same time, there's a little bit of anxiety going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah. And I think you really
it's
have to be...
electricity, isn't it, that creates
you
almost.
Have to really be feeling it.
Right.
You know, because I think the problem with a lot of that, like, outburst choreography is that there's a certain way that you can do that and not even feel what you're doing.
Right.
Not even register
right.
who you are in that moment.
Yeah.
And so, it really isn't a risk because in a way you're not even there.
Right, exactly. Yeah, no, that's fascinating. You've been teaching composition, obviously, for a long time.
I've probably taught it a long time ago, but
right.
but I don't teach it all the time.
You don't teach it all,
no.
But you have taught it.
I have taught it.
And I'm just wondering if you find, because the last two classes, it was really interesting, because Melt tends to attract, you know, a younger group of dancers, and I would be interested if you see any generational gap going on between... Jennifer Munson last week was, you know, she was talking about, you know, the whole use of technology and this way of communicating and cell phones and the World Wide Web, and, you know, and she was like, she was denying it for so long, and then, you know, she asked everybody in the room how old they were, and most of them didn't remember being born without email.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that was a very specific thing for her, but I was just wondering if that, you know, that's an issue for you, or is a challenge in any way that dancers, younger dancers, are of a different generation and live in a different world.
Well, I mean, it's got to be the case, really, but I might be a little out of it, like I might not really notice what's different. I think there is something different, but I'm not sure exactly what it is. I mean, when we were trying to make those lists, in a way, the thought did pass through my mind of like, gee, I don't think these people have seen a lot, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But that's probably not the case. It's just that they've seen a lot of a certain kind of work.
Right. Right.
Like the emphasis on being interested in seeing people's decision-making process and their process
mm-hmm.
and their process and their process.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that's really very big right now,
right.
again. I mean, it has been big before, but then there kind of was that other era. I mean, I'm thinking of spectacle. You know, there was the era of spectacle more. But I guess that's kind of like almost gone now.
Mm.
Not quite. Still happening at BAM. But
yeah, at the next big festival.
Yeah.
It's particularly German spectacle.
Well, I was thinking of, like, what, you know, the question of what always works on stage. I mean, I flashed on seeing a Pina Bausch piece once. I don't know, maybe you saw it, but there's one where a wall comes tumbling down at the beginning of the piece. I mean, it's like, you see something like that, I mean, it works.
Yeah.
You know?
Anything on scale. Scale has been
scale,
good.
Scale, yeah.
Works.
Something on a huge scale like that.
Yeah.
It just works.
Yeah, something really simple but effective. It's, I forgot scale. I love scale.
But I noticed not too many people mention things like that, and it made me feel like, oh, they're not seeing that kind of work.
High heels generally work on stage.
High heels? Could be.
Patent leather. All right, we're going to start the class over on the stairwell. I'm just trying to think, is there anything else? Because I think we've had some, come up with some really good stuff. I mean, do you think we're going to create a piece for ourselves, or by the end of the week, or?
I hope that people get a start on something
start
that
on
they're
something.
Interested in continuing.
As a solo or duet, or it doesn't matter, or you don't know yet.
I mean, I guess probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably have some solo aspect to it, but. It's also really interesting to let people direct other people a little bit.
Mm.
In a way, that gets to choreography in a different way.
That you don't get to play with quite often.
Yeah, lots of times you don't get that. Yeah, so, I don't know, we'll see where it goes.
Well, today was a great day and I'm really looking forward to it. And thanks a million for chatting.
Thank you.
I feel like we just had an extended class. Okay, well, thank you.